Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Mary McQuaid?
You got her.
Okay.
What do you need?
All right, ma'am, and does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what are the chances that you will vote on November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain they will vote, will probably vote?
I will vote. Yes, I will vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
You don't want to know. Very old. Over 80.
Okay, that worked. All right, ma'am, and what racial or ethnic group best describes you? Would that be Caucasian
white.
Or white?
Okay. Yes, Caucasian.
All right, ma'am, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, a U.S. Senate, a U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can use any number.
I haven't thought about it. I will vote. There's no question about that. But
Okay. Motivated
to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. It's just something I do. It's something you have to do. I don't think about motivation.
Okay, but can you think for a little bit, just, you know, any number that you can think from 0 to 10, ma'am?
I'm motivated. Let's do a 9.
A 9, okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? The first one will be Joe Biden as president. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Oh, strongly disapprove.
Mercy Kaptur as congresswoman.
I disapprove.
Strongly
or anything.
Or just somewhat.
Pardon me? Oh, a lot.
Okay. Donald Trump.
She's been there too long. She's too old.
Okay.
She's
what
like
about
me.
Donald Trump?
Too old.
Donald Trump as former president.
What?
Donald Trump as former president. Do you approve of his job?
Yeah, I approve of his job.
As strongly or just somewhat approve, ma'am?
I'll say strongly.
Strongly? Okay, what about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Oh, bad. All he does is vote in line with Biden.
So strongly disapprove or somewhat
approve? Yeah,
disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, all right, thank you, ma'am.
He's got no moral backbone.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, okay? If you're not, if you haven't heard of that, you know, person or institution, or are not unfamiliar with them, just let me know, okay? And I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or never heard.
You mean my opinion of him?
Yes.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, the other one would be First Energy.
First Energy. I don't know what their policies are. They're the ones that got caught up in the scandal in Ohio.
Okay, but do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them?
Neutral.
Okay.
Because I don't know enough to make a judgment.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, ma'am, what about Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay, Republicans in Congress?
Oh, somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. What about Derek Merrin?
I will vote for him. Because he's Republican, but, I don't know much about his history, but we need a change from Sherrod Brown. How about
okay.
that?
Okay. Would you say somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable? Like if you
want
to...
Well, let's go favorable. I'm going to vote for him, so
okay.
I'm not
very
gonna vote for unfavorable.
Or somewhat.
What?
You want a very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Oh, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and then Marcy Kaptur.
Unfavorable.
Very, or somewhat.
Oh, let's put very.
Very unfavorable.
She's been around too long. She's too old.
Okay. All right, ma'am, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Republican. Okay, and if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
I'll vote for Trump.
Okay, Republican Donald Trump. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernice Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Moreno.
Okay, Moreno. Okay, Republican Bernie Moreno. Okay, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Did you say Derek Marin? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to vote all Republican right down the line.
All right, ma'am. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there's no chance that you would consider voting for...
No chance. She's... No chance.
Okay.
We need some new faces and new... She's old. Old, like Biden.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur, okay? Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for Kaptur, or...
I'm not voting for her. I'm not... Her time has come and gone.
So be...
I'm not voting for her.
So much less likely that to vote for her, right?
I'm not voting for her. I don't need anybody's input on that. I can think for myself.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and I'll... We almost finished with this survey, okay? I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin, okay? After I read each statement, please indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference if the statement
makes no difference.
Okay, or if you think it isn't true, okay? You can say that too, okay? I got that option.
Well,
okay,
I don't know. I can honestly say I don't know. I'm not going to lie like some of the politicians do all the time. Yeah, call Leon Panetta. He's the biggest liar going. Call him.
Ma'am, as a landlord who has received, you know, over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or
no
not?
Difference. No difference.
No difference.
They're all bums. They're all
okay,
bums.
Derek Marin wrote a bill that would, you know, define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison if and could even find them punishable by death. Marin bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much more, someone more?
You know what? Life wants to live. Life has been around for 3.8 billion years, and it wants to live. So I'm not, I'm ambivalent. I don't want to answer that question because unwanted kids, I don't know. I'm not going to answer it other than life wants to live.
Let me move to the next one. Okay, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor, you know, of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we...
You know what? They're all crooks.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm finished. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.